for the Claremont Courier Podcast First Take. Here's my column, where everybody knows your name. The Black Watch Pub celebrates its 40th anniversary. The best bars, taverns, and pubs can occupy both physical and emotional terrain. For me, like many, Upland's Black Watch Pub, which will celebrate its 40th anniversary on Saturday, January 21st, is such a place. Taking its name from an elite Scottish infantry battalion founded in 1881, Scott's Hal and Mary Law opened the door in 1983 in an otherwise nondescript strip mall in Upland. Longtime regulars Peter, an Englishman, and Jill Curtis bought it in 1997. On Saturday, January 21, the Black Watch, the beloved four-decade constant in our hearts and sometimes enemy of our livers, will celebrate its 40th birthday with a party from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. It will include free commemorative t-shirts to its first 100 customers, a DJ, and, in what promises to be the most entertaining feature of the celebration, a Black Watch Pub story contest, with winners judged by audience response, earning gift certificates and t-shirts. Here's Black Watch Pub co-owner Jill Curtis.
There should be some good stories over 40 years.
So is that
a lot of stuff that's happened?
Yes. I've both patronized and worked at the Black Watch since the mid-1980s, bellying up to the bar and playing music. And over that time, I've seen some stuff. Many of my foggy memories are ribald, but most are all funny, imbued with the glossy sheen of carefree youth. Heck, I even met my first wife there, and according to Jill, I wasn't alone.
It's where Peter and I met, so that's kind of ironic. That's where we first met, and now here we are 25 years, you know, later owning it after being married over 30.
Yeah.
But you'd be amazed how many people did meet in that era, like the early 90s. Like, couples would come in, especially like British New Year, they'll come in and they're like, oh yeah, we met this, you know, 35 years ago here and we're still together. And yeah, you'd be amazed how many love connections happen there.
For most of its four decades as our go-to British pub, the Black Watch was perhaps best known as an egalitarian live music venue, booking everything from earnest, acoustic guitar-toting singer-songwriters to the most unhinged punk rock provocateurs. Most every local musician over the age of 40 logged hours on the Black Watch stage, which was really just a smallish section of floor next to the bathrooms. There was a time when live music was arguably the main draw, and hundreds of folks would cram inside, sometimes overflowing onto the tables that once lined the sidewalk outside. I asked Jill about her highlights from more than two decades of music at the Black Watch Pub.
D Squad, Desperation Squad, was always a big one I remember.
Yeah.
The Flies, do you remember the Flies?
Oh my God, they were the gods of the Black Watch Pub in the 80s. They were the kings.
Oh, indeed. The Flies, not to be confused with the Billboard charting 1990s LA group or the early British punk band, both of the same name, ruled the Black Watch for a time in the mid to late 1980s. They were sort of our version of the vaunted but doomed LA barstool rowdies, Top Jimmy and the Rhythm Pigs. And, of course, the Desperation Squad. Legends.
For a long time, it was the only gig in town, and it rocked it. But, you know, I guess we kind of just had to adapt and change to what was our new reality.
In 2018, the pub abruptly ceased booking live music after repeated noise complaints from a new condominium development to the west threatened to jeopardize the Black Watch's long-sought and newly approved liquor license.
Anybody who was anybody played at the Black Watch.
Yeah, like, I mean, why don't you make give me some names.
Everybody played at the Black Watch. That's why it was so hard for us to let it go.
The Black Watch's aesthetics had been largely unchanged for decades before COVID-related shutdowns allowed time for renovations. Peter and Jill live in Upland, but spend a lot of time in England. Their main aim is to emulate that country's centuries-old pub traditions at the Black Watch. And I can report after stopping in last month, it has evolved into a relatively elegant manifestation of a neighborhood British pub, befitting the 40-year-old institution.
We were able to, you know, get into the kitchen, remodel in there. We were able to redo the bathrooms. We redid the bar. We did the flooring, all the chairs. And we're still going at it.
The Black Watch's patrons and the pub itself have mostly mellowed with age. After a period of adjustment, its evolution from youth-driven, boisterous live music haven to treasured neighborhood bar has been surprisingly rewarding.
It's worked for us to be more of kind of more a meeting place, more kind of a community.
And it's also worked out financially.
Yeah, we had a record-breaking month in December. We had the best month we've ever had.
That things will change is about the only thing we can count on. Oftentimes, those changes mean something has ended and another has begun. The Black Watch sits between both polarities, wearing its proud, boisterous past and current elder statesman status quite well.
We're just really excited and happy that we've been able to stick around for so long. The pub for us is like a community. We've got friends that we've known for all these years, and we see them, you know, 3 or 4 times a week at least. It's that sense of belonging, you know, it's kind of passe, but sort of Cheers-like, the sense of everybody knows your name. But after, you know, 40 years, there's a lot of characters we've had through there, as you can imagine.
If we're lucky, our neighborhood bars become part of the soul of our communities, lifelong gathering places where we celebrate, mourn, talk things through, and reflect. The Black Watch Pub is now that spot for many.
We're kind of like our own church. If you get what I'm saying there in kind of a warped way.
I do get
what
you're saying.
It's like the sense of community, the sense of camaraderie, the sense of knowing people, and just the humanity of it.
The Black Watch Pub at 497 North Central Avenue, Number B, Upland, celebrates its 40th anniversary Saturday, January 21st, from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. The pub is all ages from noon to 8 p.m. when their kitchen is open, and 21 and over after 8 p.m. to closing time. More info is available at theblackwatchpub.com, via email to theblackwatchpub@gmail.com, or by calling 909-981-6069. This has been Mick Rhodes for the Claremont Courier Podcast, First Take. First Take's theme music was written by Mick Rhodes and Wyman Reese and performed by Mick Rhodes and the Hard Eight.